Once again, to media members on the call, just hit star one if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in to them as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another impressive win in a battle of nationally ranked teams for your guys. You come up with a 24-13 win at home over UAlbany. Give me your breakdown and analysis of that victory.
Well, it was pretty rough weather down here. We had, I think, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it was raining a little bit throughout the first part of the game. So, I knew we'd have to probably count on running the football, and, you know, we were able to do that. We had very limited reps with Zach Bednarsik, our quarterback. As you know, he had a concussion the week before. So he only practiced on Friday when we got the clearance, which is not enough time for a guy to really get ready. So he was not himself during the game, and we were afraid to run him on some of our read stuff. I don't think it was obviously one of his best games, but, you know, I think the best thing we were able to do was hand the ball off to some running backs. Aaron Forbes was player of the week in our league and had a great day running. But our offensive line blocked really well. And, you know, we were very concerned about Albany. I've watched them. They took, you know, Richmond to the wire and, you know, played well up at Maine and just couldn't turn it over up there. Or they could have easily come in undefeated. So they had our attention, I can tell you. Coming off of such a lousy performance against Richmond the week before for us, you know, we really had to get our players motivated to play. And we had over 100 of our former players back for homecoming, so it was great to see them. So there was a lot of emotion in the air, and it was one of those games where we were able to, you know, put it all together and play really solid defense and have a good day running the ball.
You mentioned a good day, 308 yards total rushing, and you touched on Aaron, his player of the week effort, 151 yards and two TDs, and I know there were some other guys who touched the ball, but you guys have been fairly balanced, but Aaron picks up the majority of the carries on Saturday, a career high in carries. Did you feel like you just needed to stay with a hot hand instead of, giving it to some of the other guys?
Yeah, we have three really good running backs. Javon White and Matt Goodzak as well. And we kind of, you know, got stuck with Aaron just having the hot hand, as you say. And so you go with the feel and just stayed with that. So it's tough on the other two kids because they're really good players, and Goodzak was a starter for us, as was Javon White. So, you know, it gets a little itchy when you have three guys that are really good, and you just can't get them the kind of reps that you need. But, you know, last year at this time, we lost all three running backs. So, you know, as an old running back coach, I always feel like you can never have enough running backs, ever. So we're just going to have to love those guys up a little bit and just roll with it as we head into the really rough part of the season.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Leah.
The question comes from the line of Eric Watkins with VUSports.com.
Good morning, Coach. I was wanting to get your feelings or kind of your emotions, your thoughts on this past weekend in relation to, having your team play with your name on their helmets and the dedication of the building in your honor. What are your summary or thoughts about that?
Well, you know, we had a big event on Friday, and, you know, they surprised me with the dedication of the building with my name on it. So, you know, around here, all the buildings have priest names on them. So I was hoping lightning wouldn't strike or something like that, you know. But it was a heck of an honor, really, and an emotional weekend. So I had to really absolutely keep myself away from the emotion, and they surprised me when they came out with the V on the helmet with my name in the middle of the V. So I was like, geez, you know, let's just play. You know, but it was a tremendous honor, really fantastic. The kids played really well. And I just tried to keep myself low-key. You know, I'd taken all my heart medication, so, you know, my heartbeat was probably around 60. So that was a good thing. So, I mean, I was able to get through it. And, you know, homecoming, a lot of my former players were back. So, I mean, for an outgoing coach, it couldn't be any better, really, in terms of all the good things that a guy would like to have, you know, in his last year of coaching.
And Coach, thinking about your 4-1 in the league, but with the imbalanced schedule, it's a little tough to sometimes sort out who's who. The teams you've beaten are now 2-15 overall. Your loss obviously came to the high-end team in Richmond. It was 4-1. So these next two games are really going to be where the rubber meets the road for your team. How do you feel going into Maine? What's important to you?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. I think this is where all the pretenders and the contenders show up. So, you know, if you really want to look at it that way in terms of one loss record, you know, we really haven't beaten a high-level team. But I think we're schemed up very well to find out. I mean, when I look at the Richmond game, you know, you can't lose your quarterback when you're playing a top-shelf team like that. But I think we're pretty good, and you know, in this league, you got to prove it on the road, and you've got to prove it on the field. So I'm looking forward to the next game with Maine, and then coming back here with JMU and finishing up at Delaware. So you know, Villanova's never shied away from playing good teams. We played 15 or 16 1A teams around the country, and we've been in some really rough battles. So I think we're capable of, you know, finishing up very, very strong, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, first, congratulations on having your name put on the Athletic Center. But beyond that honor, what does just having that facility mean to the Villanova football program?
Well, that's a great question. Thanks for asking that. You know, it gives Villanova a place. I think Villanova, as everyone knows, in 1981 dropped football. Were without it for 4 years, and in 1985 I took the program over and we rebuilt it. So, you know, it's kind of like never again. And I think that building, you know, identifies the success that we've had in football. It gives football a place here at the university. We've done it in a class fashion. And the great thing about it as well, it not only gives us a one-stop shopping football building, but it serves so many other teams. The weight room is fantastic. All of the men's and women's teams can use that. Academic advisement is in the building. The training facility in the building is amazing for all athletes. And there's an entertainment center on the third floor, which is magnificent. It overlooks the stadium that all teams can meet and have alumni functions in. So it literally serves all of the athletic community, men's and women's team. So, you know, we did it right when we put this thing together.
Headed back to the field, you guys, we talked about the offense, but a tremendous effort from your defense, 9 sacks in that game, which I think is the most by any team in FCS this season. Talk about the effort that those guys gave you against a pretty good Albany offense.
Well, we knew coming in that Albany was very explosive and that our defense was going to have to carry us, because I wasn't sure if Zach was even going to play. So, you know, we kind of stoked them up about, you know, you guys are going to have to win this game for us. And they went in and played that way. I mean, we really held, Albany back pretty good. I think it was 24 to nothing going into the fourth quarter, and then they hit the big run on us, and then we fumbled coming out, and they picked it up and ran it in. But, I mean, pretty much we had as good a defensive effort as you could have, and I think our defense, headed up by Tano Passigno, we had, I think, 15 or 16 scouts in there looking at him. So I think a lot of other players were going, hey, man, there's a lot of scouts here. You know, I need to play well. Maybe they'll look at me, too. But it was a really good effort. And, you know, Albany, again, you know, a young team coming along, the wind it was a rough day to play offense, and I think it played into the defensive hands, you know.
One of those other guys besides Tano that had a big day, Ed Shockley, 10 tackles, 3.5 sacks. Talk about his performance in the game.
Well, he's a young linebacker that is really come on in our program, and he's got a real knack for the football, and you know, Donnie Cherry type linebacker, and along with Austin Calitro, those guys have really, they cover a lot of your mistakes your linebackers do, and he can run and he'll hit you, so we're pleased to see his progression.
And you guys, bye week, how do you plan to use the bye week, and is it come a good time for your team?
Well, we use the same procedure on the bye week. We give them off Sunday and Monday, and then we'll have sort of a limited deal on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then we'll give them Friday and Saturday off, and then come back on Sunday to get ready. So we'll put a little bit of a game plan together for Maine this week. And, you know, we're fairly healthy right now. Alex Tadevani, a wideout, was out this past game, but he'll be back. And I think it just gives your kids a chance to get their legs back. But we are more healthy than we've ever been at this time of year, other than in 2009 when we won the national championship. We played with the same 22 guys against Montana that we started out the game against Temple.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time today, and enjoy the bye week, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, 4Media.